When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here we are on a special edition, Hall of Fame edition of Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Advanced Medical Imaging, 7601 Pioneers Boulevard, Jay Foreman. I got my old running mate with me, man. Now we running mates forever. This is a special Hall of Fame edition. I know I've been in his shoes. Terrell Farley, first, before we get into it, we'll get in your background and all that, and then we're going to talk about all the emotional stuff. But I want to be the first to congratulate you, man, because we talked about it for years, and I'm gonna tell you a little secret, man. I knew about 4 months prior, I had to hold tight. Hey, Farley, see, don't ever worry if I can hold a secret now and I can hold water, but I want to be one of the first to congratulate you on air, man. Tell us how it feels, man.
Oh, man, it feels great, you know, especially with, you know, being in that's a good class, you know, right. You can't take it away from anybody on that class. Everybody in that class had a great college career. Most of them had great pro career. So it's a great honor, you know, just to finally get in and, you know, just to be a part of something, you know, just like being in a national championship team. Of course, me and you did that. Right. The Black Shirt Brothers together, and now we're Hall of Famers together. So it's a good honor to join that with so many great players and former players in Nebraska history.
Yeah, before we get into that, man, you know, I always think of, you know, always the kind of, I think it's always special to go back. Talk about, you know, what your first love, growing up in Columbus, playing high school, going to JUCO, coming to Nebraska. Talk about all those emotions and what it was, you know, did you think back to when you would ever get here, when the first time you stepped on the football field, or was you just like, you know what, I'm just going to be out here balling?
Well, it started when I was little, probably 6 years old, I started. Was a quarterback and running back. Ran the option a little bit. Yeah. Was a nose guard on defense.
Right.
So either way it go, I wanted to touch the ball. So right. It'd be around that action. Kind of slacked off when I got in junior high. Junior high to about my 11th grade year. I only started 1 year of high school. So then we won state my junior year. I contributed a lot. Started my senior year. That was the first year starting. I ended up winning the city defensive player of the year, special team player of the year. Didn't have the grades frankly, to go to D1 school. So I was finna sign with, I did actually sign with Arkansas State.
Okay.
So I signed with them. And then probably a month later, two guys came in my office with cowboy boots on and cowboy hats. They came to my high school and they wanted to talk to me, and it was I'll never forget this day. It was a guy named James Shebess. He still coaches. Last time I checked, he was the special team coach at Arkansas, but he got out of the JUCO rankings. But he came and he talked to me, and he was very talkative. I mean, everything, I believed everything he said.
Right.
And I thought about it for like a couple of days, and me and one of my good friends, we signed to Arkansas State together. We were both going to be props, so I really thought about that part. Too, right. About being a prop 48 and seeing what my brother went through, because he didn't finish, you know, he never qualified. So, you know, that was one thing heavy on my mind.
Right.
So I just said, okay, I'm going to get his JUCO a try. If it doesn't work, I can either go to a good school or I can go to Albany State.
Right.
So it didn't matter. But I went out there to Independence. We wasn't a great team. We didn't have the best athletes, but, you know, I had to make the best out of it.
Right.
finished my junior year, second team all conference, had about 80 tackles. Second year, I was kind of determined. We did some things that we didn't usually do. We made the playoffs.
Right.
We beat Coffeyville.
Right. Oh, yeah. They powerhouse.
I scored 2 touchdowns against Coffeyville off sacks and off 2 sacks. Of 2 fumble recovery.
Right.
Sat the quarterback, picked the ball up. Then I finished that year off strong, and then my coach set me down. He said, "Where you want to go?" I said, "Whoever wants me." That's, you right. know, first I got to make sure I graduate. So right. I was on schedule to graduate. So he said, "Man, I got 50 offers for you." He said, "You can go anywhere you want to go."
And you ain't even know that while you was
did
that a whole.
I was just playing. I was just playing. I was just finishing my year. I ended up with about 150 some tackles, about 17 sacks,
right,
10 block kicks. I was just playing the game I love, because you know that's, you know, if you take football away from a lot of people, then they're nothing,
right?
You know, then they're just regular people. So you got to really love football to play that game with passion like we play it,
right?
And to nowadays it's more about money, but. You know, I got a lot of offers. I think Coach Osborne's about – Turner Gill called me first. He's about the third coach to contact me. He came down. I was like, whoa, look at this guy. Yeah. We all know who
with Turner tight shorts. He had them tight shorts.
He had the tight pants. The tight bell bottoms at the bottom with the tight shirt. But, you know, he talked good. And about a week later, Coach Osborne called me a couple of days later. He talked. My main concern was like, how do I fit in that defense, and where am I going to play? And they always told me, we're looking at you like Ed Stewart. So they said, have you ever watched a game? Watch Ed Stewart. So being in junior college up in the Midwest, we get a lot of Nebraska games.
Right.
So I watched Nebraska probably play against Oklahoma that one time when they beat them like 13-3.
Right.
So I watched that game, and the way I watched it is like, how would I play it? Ed Stewart played just the way I thought I'd play. So, you know, he was a little bigger than me. That was kind of a concern for me too. But, you know, I don't think at this point that Nebraska would recruit me for a DB just to, you know, come in. And, you know, so I knew I was probably going to play linebacker. But I get here and, you know, I see you guys and I'm like, oh, man, I kind of get kind of worried a little bit. But, you know, I just said, let my talking take place on the field and don't worry about talking on the sideline. So, you know, just playing with y'all and getting into the groove. Played on an excellent defense, man. All 11 should be Hall of Famers.
Right, yeah. People don't realize.
Yeah, I think if anything, while we talk about Hall of Fame, I think that whole defense should be Hall of Famers. Yeah. But just playing with you guys, man, it was great because we all – that's the first time I played with – a bunch of guys that all 11 of us was on the same page.
Right.
You know, we didn't have to worry about somebody breaking down or coverage or this happening and that happening. Only thing we had to worry about was who's going to make the tackle.
Right.
And that's one thing I hope this defense gets about, you know, before you worry about being the number one defense, worry about being a family first and a knit tight group. Cause it all comes down to all 11 on y'all, all y'all on the field. The coach can call the play, but y'all have to play it together.
Yeah, I think these kids don't understand is they put the the horse before the wagon, whatever it is. They think NFL was like, you need to be the best player at practice.
Yeah.
Day in and day out. And that's one of the things that we did. I think we took practice just as serious as games. I mean, because the games was, you know, to be honest, a lot of times it was easy.
Yeah.
And so we was able to take it to the next level. What people don't realize about you, though, which was great, because, you know, I remember, I always think back when you made it, when I found out you were most likely getting in the Hall of Fame. One of my fondest memories, man, is after a hot practice,
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your car. Paying eight ball MJG to give me a ride home. And I'm just like, you know what? That ride, we were tired at it up to a day, man, and riding home. But the great thing about you, you came in right away. I gravitated to you. But people don't realize you led the team in tackles and didn't start the first six games. Now, that don't mean you weren't playing.
Yeah.
But talk about that process, because you know, it takes a unique, because you can lose. I mean, I can't speak, but you can lose your confidence. You can become frustrated because, hey, after that second game, like the first game, you're like, all right, this, you know,
yeah,
you'd be like, all right, man, that's just coming, like a little bit of luck. Man, that second, third game, I'm still there looking at Coach Ball. I was like, you better put that boy in there.
Yeah, man, it was crazy. I wanted to start so bad, but you know, I knew I was going in a lot. So then, you know, still fourth, fifth game of the season, I'm leading the team in tackles, and I'm like, hey, you know, I want a chance.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a good thing. Good things happen that way.
Right.
You know, so, you know, being patient, you know, you got to tell. Some people are ready right away, and some people you got to be patient with. And I think that was one thing that Coach McBride did, was ease me in.
Right.
Made me really eager to grab that position. And right. And when he did give me the opportunity to start, I think that was K-State. Right. I ended up with 10 tackles, 2 sacks. But, you know, like we say, man, I mean, some games we didn't have that luxury of being in there the whole game.
Right, like them.
I mean, sometimes, like a lot of people say, man, you don't have enough stats, like Levante David. Well, Levante David played every fourth quarter. I only played one fourth quarter.
Right.
And if I lead the team in tackles, I might have 3 tackles and I'm coming out the game.
Right. That's a good game.
That's a good game.
Yeah, man.
You know, a tackle, a sack, and a tackle for loss, hey, that's like 10 tackles there.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really worried about it, man. It's just like, you know, that's how we play ball, and that's how we enjoyed ourselves, right, by letting the guys behind us get more reps than we get.
Yeah, man. Before we get into the Hall of Fame weekend for you, I always tell people that you had a unique ability to, like, diagnose plays. Like, I could do it. We worked great together because we were kind of like a two different type of ball players. Like, you hopefully took a little bit of what I did. I tried to take, you know, when I started to watch you, it helped me at the next level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Talk about your natural ability. I always say that you had the natural ability to leverage the ball and not the block, because ultimately – we got to get to the dude with the ball.
Yeah. It's like a bullfighter, man. Ole.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was one thing I was able to do good, was a good pursuit and getting away from blockers at the point of attack.
Right.
It's like, I don't know, especially when Coach McBride taught me to use my hands. I mean, right, once you know, instead of dipping your shoulder most of all the time, now I'm able to use that hand and get a spin, not a spin move, but a, you know how we used to do that rip move.
Yeah.
So I'll be able to do that. But, you know, it's, you know, anybody can go from side to side. But, you know, you can go side to side quicker when you know how to use your arms and use your legs,
right,
and take the right steps. You know, like we did. I mean, we was perfect linebackers. I mean, we did steps right. And playing next with you, Doug, and Jamel and Phil, I mean, I felt comfortable playing with y'all because, you know, we all knew what we was doing. As long as we knew what our job was, it made it better for everybody.
Right, yeah. I think people don't realize how much footwork is important. You know, I always say you get paid by two things, your feet and your hands.
Yeah.
Because you'll be in every single play, man. But let's pivot a little bit to Hall of Fame weekend. Talk about, you know, who's going to come in, how you're going to celebrate. Before that, you know, you just became a granddad, so we're officially old, you know what I'm saying? So who's all going to come in with you to, you know, be a part of your weekend?
My father's going to come down, my mom, my cousin, my best friend, a couple of more people, you know, just you know, I'm happy to have them around just to make this trip and just to celebrate probably one of the best gifts in life I probably ever received besides being a granddad. But, they're going to come down and we're just going to chill out, you know, just try to celebrate and have a good weekend and, you know, let this be one of the best memories to go down and follow history.
Right. Yeah, man. I mean, people don't realize, you know, how tight we were at the games. Families would kick it together. Families got to know each other just because we was all pulling for each other. There wasn't many of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it wasn't many of us. So we was pretty tight. And so one thing I realized when I went in, it's a celebration, not only you as a player, but then of everybody that
you know, that helped you through that journey.
Do that. Cause it's not like the Hall of Fame is the end part.
Yeah.
That's why I asked you about how it started. It's going to be a great weekend. I want to ask you one more question, man. Everybody always has a fondest memory as a Husker. What's your best memory as a Husker?
It's a lot of them.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, we had so many because we win it all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but my fondest memory, just probably scoring a touchdown in Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
How loud they get. I had the opportunity to do that twice. So, it's scoring a touchdown. I think my biggest one probably blocking that kick in the end zone against Missouri and almost picking it up, but it went out of the safety. I was happy as hell. I was feeling myself there. That's when I started to feel myself at Nebraska.
Right.
So, you know, that's one of my best memories here.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's people don't realize that people always ask me what's your fondest memory. I was like, man, first time running out the tunnel, the elation making big plays. I mean,
first time getting my black shirt, walking out to practice, feeling like Clark Kent.
Nobody can touch you with that bad boy.
Yeah, you come out last and let everybody see it.
Exactly.
What's real at, man? He ain't here today. Oh man,
it's like when somebody get a new pair of Jordans or something. You're gonna walk in the gym last and make sure everybody sees you. One more thing, I'm gonna give you a piece of advice, man. There's two things. I don't know if you framed it. I framed my black shirts. And then number two, did you get the letter sent to your house?
I got an email to me.
Print that bad boy off, put it in it, man, because I'm telling you, man, as you go forward, you know, you're going to get a ring and all that stuff. I didn't even know that. Steve Taylor told me. So you're going to be, you know, everybody's going to welcome you in there. But that letter is something I think, Farley, that I like whenever I have some stuff going on, I just look at that letter, man.
Yeah.
Just because that lets you know.
You earned it.
Yeah. And we can do anything.
Yeah.
Because I don't give, you know, look, there are a lot of people say, oh, I knew he was going to be great. No, they didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, much like myself and for you, overcame some stuff, man. I'm proud of you, man. I love you like hell. Cause I mean, hey, to get where you're at, man, long overdue, but I would tell you like my grandma told me, man, ain't no time like the present. It's on time.
Yeah, you know? It's over with now. Right. So, you know, I'm in there.
You in there, man. But, appreciate you stepping in for Inside the Huddle. This is T Farley, the new cemented Hall of Fame. I'm gonna tell you this though, Farley. Now you can't get rid of me, dog. We teammates for life. So we're going to take a quick break. But if you see Farley out, man, give him some love because he's a Hall of Famer now. Jay Foreman, T. Farley, Inside the Huddle. We'll holler at you.
Thank you for having me, Dad.
Yeah, man.
All right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.